1, begin transmission.
Oh, yes, here we are once again. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting here with a big cup of tea. Oh, yeah. And that is some mighty, mighty good tea. Oh. All right. As I try to find a comfortable position to sit in, I should let you know that it is very cold here today. I just checked my thermometer outside the window, and it says 1 degree. And that is, of course, 1 degree Fahrenheit. 1 degree Fahrenheit. That's about what in Celsius? Negative 13 or 14 or right around there somewhere? But it's supposed to get warmer. Yeah. I just looked at the Weather Channel, and they're telling me that it's going to get up to 8 degrees today. Ooh, yeah. Single-digit day. And I can see where that other 7 degrees is coming from, because the sun just came out. It was cloudy. But now the sun is out. So, anyway, I'm looking outdoors. Just wondering what's going on outside. Nothing. It's too cold. Boy, I woke up cold. My back was a little wonky, and so I've already been in and out of the bathtub. And I'm feeling a lot better, feeling energized, feeling like I'm ready to do something. But what are we going to do? Jeez, I don't know. Probably nothing, because as I check the TV schedule, I do notice that, wait, wasn't there, let's go up here, what channel was it on? We've got a makeup game today. We've got an FA Cup makeup game, Leicester City, and I forget who they're playing. I don't remember. And then, of course, after FA Cup, then we got Bundesliga replays and Bundesliga highlights. Oh, and look, the FA Cup repeats tonight at 7 o'clock. So if we miss the game, we can watch it again at 7 p.m. tonight. And down here on TCM, one of my favorite channels, guess what's going to be on here in just a few minutes? Ninotchka, starring Greta Garbo. Yummy. Ninotchka is pretty funny. Maybe I'll have to watch a little bit of that. Seems like I just watched it, though. Yeah, like last month. It was on late one night, and so I was watching it, thinking, oh, the Red Scare. How funny. Nothing drives comedy like the fear of communism. Oh, and when I woke up this morning, the conversation was on again. Oh, and look what's on this other channel. The sequel to American Graffiti, More American Graffiti, starring Cindy Williams. It's like Cindy Williams Day. There's already been 2 movies with Cindy Williams. Oh, so yeah. I've got nothing planned. I've got nothing to do. I was sort of thinking about going to the mall maybe, but it's so cold. The big problem is it's so cold that to get there I'll have to wear 2 coats. And then when I get to the mall, if I walk around in my coats, I will get too hot too fast. So I'll leave my coats in the car, but then I got to walk from my car to the mall through the parking lot in potentially frostbite weather. I don't know. How badly do I want to go to the mall? It's like, I don't know. So I'm checking all the sports channels, seeing what's on. There's nothing on TV today. Oh, and that's fine. I can entertain myself in other ways, but that doesn't mean those other ways are interesting for, you know, a radio show. How about Kill Bill Volume 2? Wait, that means there's multiple Uma Thurman movies on right now. There was something else on with Uma. Oh, what was the other movie with Uma? Now I can't remember. It was an early Uma movie. I don't remember. But I can, speaking of Uma and early Uma movies, I can remember the first time I saw Uma Thurman. It was in Dangerous Liaisons. And I said to myself, wow, there's something. All right, so now I think what we're going to do real quick is go out and check the mail. I am wearing a sweatshirt because it's so cold in the house. Even though the thermostat still says 66 degrees, I don't know how that works. We're going to go out into the garage here, and we're going to check the mail because I think I heard the mailman open the mailbox about an hour ago. And as the garage door goes up, oh yeah, it's sunny out here now. Sunny and bright. How's the wind factor? Oh, the wind's not nearly as bad. Open the mailbox. Oh, I got a whole bunch of stuff in here. Close the mailbox. Walk back into the garage. Sorting the junk from the legitimate stuff. Buffalo Wild Wings? No, thank you. Right into the recycle bin. Close the garage door. Get back inside. It's not too bad with the sun out and no wind. That doesn't mean I want to hang out there too long. Oh, and what did we get in the mail today? Nothing good, I can tell you that much right now. So, here's my bank statement. Yeah, I guess it's that time of the month already. And here's a, you know, hospital bill. Yeah, it's that time of month. Oh, and here's a thing from my primary health care network. What is this all about? We might have to open this up just to see, because this is the wrong time of the month to get this. Use my utility knife to slice open the envelope here. And what do we got from the primary health care network people? Oh, so it is just the usual regular monthly stuff. That's weird. I'm confused. Why am I getting this now instead of blah, blah, blah? Oh, there's a special thing down here. Must submit DEC, ASAP, and Jan. Something is confused. Okay. Whatever. I'll have to deal with that later and see what that's all about. And I have to submit some paperwork by February 10th, 2018. Okay, that's fine. I can do that. I'm a paperwork filling out fool. Yeah, so it's going to be a very unexciting day of filling out paperwork, going to the library to make copies, and then driving to the post office to mail stuff to idiots. Idiots and bureaucrats. My only natural enemy. Oh, and here's my cat who wants to look into the teacup. What's in the teacup? Yeah, it's tea, just like always. What are you doing? So here's Fluffy Baby right here. That's a good tea. I do love to drink tea. And I do love to pet up my baby. What you doing? Here's the cat. She's trying to watch the Greta Garbo movie. Ninotchka, which just started. And what are you doing now? Don't mess with that stuff. Okay, yeah, you're a good baby. So, yeah, I'm just sitting here watching my cat. What's my cat doing? Just being a dork. Oh, now she's got to open up the draft door. The drafty door. You going to go into the bathroom? I just cleaned out your poop box. Yep, now the drafty door is open and I can feel whoosh, the draft of cold air. All right, so. Well, what to do? Oh, maybe I should check to see if that Rolling Stones concert is on TV again today. I caught part of that again last night. And I saw, what songs did I see? They did Honky Tonk Women and It's Only Rock and Roll. What else did I see? Oh, Midnight Rambler. Yeah, like a 10-minute version of Midnight Rambler. Oh. Yes. If you don't remember what I mentioned when I mentioned this earlier, the Stones, they entertain me. The Rolling Stones are cool again. And the reason that they're cool again is because now they're just so old that it's almost ridiculous. They're so old that it's impressive that anyone of this age can do a concert that long. You know, Charlie Watts blows me away. He's the oldest guy in that band. And he's just drumming away, just like, you know, he's 18. And playing drums takes a lot of stamina. So it's just impresses the hell out of me. I'm checking the channel that the concert was on, and no, it's not on tonight. It's on one of my Spanish language channels. I don't even know the name of this network. What network is this? And of course, this is the only network on TV that doesn't have their logo down in the corner. Oh, you know what this is? This is the Stars Español channel. This is Movieplex, but for in Espanol. And the funny thing is I'm watching this concert on a Spanish language channel, but the Stones speak English. So, you know, I'm sitting there watching the concert, and it's subtitled. So when Mick says, "Come on," you know, then there's the little subtitle that says, "Vamos." But then when he starts singing the lyrics of the song, they don't translate the lyrics of the song. And they just, you know, show the lyrics in English as subtitles. I thought, no, wait a minute. I'm missing something here. But that was cool. So yeah, I'm impressed with the Stones. Still touring. Still just absolutely crushing it. Just Mick up there just killing it. Ronnie looks like he's just having so much fun, it's not even funny. And Keithy, well, he's Keithy. He's just having a good time. And the funny thing is, you know, they look like they're having so much fun because they are having fun. You know, when you have a 10-piece band backing you up, yeah, you can just concentrate on doing the fun stuff while, you know, your backup band does, you know, all the labor. Which is what I should be doing. I need to set up a band with like 18 guys in it so I can just, you know, play solos and stuff. That's the way to go. That's the way to go. So anyway, I'm not even sure what that concert was called. But if you want to see a bunch of old guys rocking out and just killing it, going through old Stone standards, it's so funny. It's rad. Now I want to be in the Rolling Stones. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're not old enough to be in the Rolling Stones. And yeah, that's true. I am old, but I'm not that old. Oh, and look what other treasure of a film is on right now. Johnny B. Good, starring Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah, remember that guy? Oh, kids these days might know him from playing Bill Gates in whatever that movie was a few years back. What was it called? The Pirates of Silicon Valley? Is that what it was called? It was pretty good. I thought Anthony Michael Hall as Bill Gates was, you know, a pretty choice casting decision. So, yeah, I kind of liked that movie. It was all right. It made me laugh. Everything makes me laugh. When is that football game going to start? Oh, it doesn't start for another 20 minutes. And I don't remember who Lester is going to play in this game. Who knows? So anyway, shouldn't there be some cartoons on? Shouldn't I be watching cartoons? No. This is all Friends. Yeah. You know, the show with Ross and Rachel. That was such a popular show. I saw a few episodes of it, and I just said, well, I don't get it. The girls are kind of cute, but the guys are idiots, and what's this all about, and I don't care. So I was never a big, huge fan of Friends. But it's on every single day on multiple channels at multiple times. Where's my damn cartoons? Cartoons, let's go to the cartoon channel. Program unavailable. So let's just go there and see what we get. Oh, and what did you expect to find here on the Teen Titans Go channel? Well, it's actually not Teen Titans Go. It's just regular Teen Titans, which is just as bad, but has all the same voices. Yule! And we can always do listen to Tara Strong do Raven's laugh. I do enjoy that. Ha! Ha ha! I can't quite do it, but it does make me laugh. I hate superhero stuff. I think it's idiotic. It bores me. I don't care about superheroes. But I kind of care about chibi versions of superheroes, so I do sometimes watch Teen Titans Go. I don't know why. Just because it's on all the time. What are you going to do? I have no idea. What am I going to do today? I don't feel like hanging out inside my house all day. I don't feel like filling out paperwork and mailing in forms, but, you know, that's what's going to happen today. I am not excited about it. Not at all. Maybe I'll just have to get back into the bathtub and read for about an hour. But again, that'll only kill an hour. And then I gotta find something to do so I don't have to fill out forms. Oh, I hate filling out forms. I hate it. It makes my brain numb. Let's go back to see if we can see some Greta Garbo. Oh, look at the trim on those doors. Who builds doors like that anymore? Nobody. Nobody makes ornamental doors. It's just, what is wrong with the world today? I have no idea. And that's why you should not vote for me for president. I have no idea what's happening. I have no idea what's going on at any given time. And the worst part of it is, I just don't care. People come up to me and say, "Hey, did you hear what President Trump said today?" And I can honestly just say, no. which is a blissful state to be in this day and age. I highly recommend it for other people. If you have a V-chip or some way to block channels on your TV, just, you know, block out all the news. And block out all the fake news, too. You don't need to watch the comedy channel, and therefore you don't need to watch any of the fake comedy news shows. Same with TBS and all those other channels that don't have anything on them, with no original programming. Just block all the news channels. Block all the redundant channels that don't have any original programming except for their comedy news satire shows. Just block that stuff. Live your life without ever having to hear anything that Trump says. You'll probably feel better. maybe you'll have to, you won't have to start, you won't have to keep popping Nexium every 4 hours. Maybe, you know, you can stop taking your Klonopin. Maybe your sanity will return. I'm not making any guarantees, but, you know, it's these kinds of experiments that teach you the most, so I kind of recommend it. Live a news-free lifestyle. Cancel your subscription to the newspaper if something like that still exists. You don't need to go to news websites. There are no news websites. It's all just a bunch of crap. But now I'm curious. Let's actually do go to a news channel and see what's going on. What's on CNN today? I bet it's about Trump. What's the headline? Oh, no. There's actually, I don't see the word Trump any. Oh, nope. There's the word Trump on the screen right there. Trump's doctor unveils physical results. Out of all of the words on the TV, I'm not listening to it. I got it muted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20... 30. There's about 30 words, 32, 33 words on the screen at any given time, and only one of them is Trump. Oh. So, yeah, apparently we're going to get some physical results from Trump's doctor. Why do we need to know this? I'm sorry, but how is that public knowledge? Why do people need to know the health condition of President Trump? Who cares if he has high blood pressure? Why do I need to know if he has high blood pressure or not? Or whether or not he eats enough vegetables? Or whether or not he has diabetes? I don't care. I can't understand why anybody would care. And why anybody would need to see the doctor report on Donald Trump. Am I missing something here? Feel free to correct me. If I'm wrong, or if I'm barking up the wrong tree, you know, feed me some information. Let me know why this is somehow newsworthy. Because I'm not seeing it, kids. I do not understand why we need to see Donald Trump's medical report. You know, obviously he's not in the best shape. Obviously he's not an Olympic athlete. If he was an Olympic athlete, he'd be in the Olympics, not in the Oval Office, right? And obviously he can't be that healthy because, one, he's old. And once you get to be that age, yeah, you have health problems. He's not a skinny guy. Obviously he doesn't work out. Obviously he doesn't eat well. You can just tell by his complexion and the condition of his hair. I mean, come on. Be a little bit smarter than the chair you're sitting on. And ask yourself, do we really need to know Trump's medical condition at this point? You know, if he was, I could understand people would want to know if he just had a heart attack and was in the hospital. Oh my God, how's Trump doing? well, we're going to get a report from the doctor. Okay, then I can understand having that report, but Trump goes in for his yearly physical and somehow the results are newsworthy? Did this happen for any of the other presidents we've ever had? I don't ever remember getting any Barack Obama medical reports. I don't remember getting any George Bush medical reports. But then again, I don't pay a whole hell of a lot of attention to any of this crap, so maybe it's a yearly thing that I've just missed because I've got better stuff to do than to sit around and watch news channels and wonder what the president's health is. It's true. I actually do have better stuff to do. Oh my God. I'm still waiting for a football game to come. All right, what the hell was that? Something just crashed up in the kitchen. Let's go up. Okay. I just heard something go crank, 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 tang, tang. And so we're walking up into the kitchen, and I kind of can already assume who's up here. Oh, yes. Hi. Here's somebody on the counter. Now jumping down. Hi, where are you going? What are you doing? Why is there stuff on the floor? Yeah, okay, here's an aluminum can that got knocked off the counter. One of my 1893 cola cans. Why am I saving this can? I don't know. I thought I was going to do something with it. I drank that soda like 3-4 months ago. Well, hi, meow. What are you doing? Well, you're knocking stuff off of the counters again. Is that fun for a baby? Yes, you are such a kitty. What do you think is going to happen? You're standing here by the door. We're not going outside. It's only 1 degree. That's too cold for kitties. Oh, just going to smell the microphone instead? Oh, you're such a yangy baby. Why are you knocking stuff off the counter? Is that a fun kitty game to play? Is that a fun kitty game? See, no, you're supposed to meow when I put the microphone up to your face. That's when you meow, not when I take it away. Yeah, that's a little bit better. You sure are a good baby, but we're not going outside. It's too cold for kitties. It's even too cold for Tobes. What do you think about that? Yes, you're such a good baby. Well, if you're just going to sit here and keep meowing, let's talk some more. So you knocked the can off the counter. What was that for? And that was just to let me know that you want to go outside. You don't even like to walk around in the snow. It's too cold and it's just water. You don't like water, remember? That's why kitties don't like to go in the bathtub. Yeah, somebody. Yeah, oh, now she goes crazy meowing. No, I'm not going to stick the microphone in your face anymore. This kitty interview is over. Kitties be knocking stuff off the counters, playing kitty games. Trying to train for the kitty Olympics. Somebody wants to win the gold medal in knocking crap off the counter. Somebody's in training. My Olympic quality cat. Pippa will compete in the knocking stuff off the counter contest and the toilet paper shredding competition. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, with my cat Pippa. Oh, we've run out of time. I've got to watch my football game. Seriously, I think I should get some food while I'm at it. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.